Happy Wednesday. Glad to have you back with us on Zone Blitz. John and I preparing you for the Cincinnati Bengals matchup on Sunday. We're finally back home after a little bit.
And thank goodness this team needs to win at home.
Absolutely. Now, this team has gotten some really good news on the injury front this week. We don't want to jinx it, but some big names are back.
Well, it's what the bye is supposed to be about. When you have it week eight compared to it could have been right after London this year. They said, no, it's doing week eight this year for the first time in a while. And what you hope is that coming out of it, you're healthy. And Leonard Fournette's back. Brandon Linder's back. Practicing at least. There's no guarantee they play, but it looks like they will. And the big news today was Cam Robinson being back. Only Marquise Lee was out today. And it looks like Cam Robinson has a chance to play, which I don't think anybody really thought was the case a couple weeks ago. You want to be healthy coming out of the bye. Overall, they are healthy coming out of the bye. Only A-Rob is out long-term in terms of key players. Good news moving forward for the final 9 weeks.
Especially with the addition of Marcell Dareus, this defensive line now, they're looking really impressive.
Well, and on the practice field today, it was the first time I'd really taken time to look at the defensive line once they got Dareus. And, you know, boy, you look, and all of a sudden you got Malik Jackson here and Calais Campbell here. And during training camp, when you watched those guys, you were struck by how physically different they looked. Bigger than most guys, they move better than most guys. Well, all of a sudden you've got a third guy who's like that. And then you look over to the side and you see Dante Fowler and Yannick Ngakoue doing pass rush drills, and you're impressed with their quickness. And you think, this defensive line, you know, it goes without saying it has a chance to be special. But the addition of this guy, you know, this is a different bunch and a more talented bunch than you usually get playing in one spot because of contracts or whatever. This team needs to take advantage of these last 9 games and get the most out of this group.
Well, there's no doubt that unit, it's a big one. Now, John, all season we've talked about how this team goes back and forth. Inconsistency has been a problem, and there's no doubt about it. But to be mature, you have to be consistent.
Well, you have to be consistent, and even beyond that, if they were 4-3 coming out of the bye and playing Cincinnati and San Diego and had lost their last two before the bye, I would still say the same thing, and that's that mature teams win in situations like they're facing the next 2 weeks. They're 4-3. They have a chance to play at home against two sub-500 teams, against two teams that are good. They have Phillip Rivers and Andy Dalton, a quarterback, these teams. But good teams that are as good as the Jaguars think they are and think they're making playoff pushes, they figure out a way to take advantage of this next stretch. This team ought to win 3 of the next 4, and it needs to start Sunday.
Well, let's get a win, shall we?
Absolutely.
Well, thanks for joining us on this week's Zone Blitz. We'll be right back here on Monday.